This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the key role that migrant workers play in the global economy, as well as the terrible risks that they are forced to take to find work. That's the message from the UN Migration Agency, IOM, which says in a new report that in several countries, from El Salvador to Tonga, money sent home by foreign nationals makes up more than a quarter of their economic output. Today, migrants make up an estimated 5% of the global workforce, compared to less than 2% in 2010. This has done nothing to diminish the dangers that a staggering number of people on the move face every day, IOM said, especially those most vulnerable, like victims of trafficking and women and girls. The UN agency highlighted that the increasing demand for migrant labour is clear in developing and developed economies, including the UK, where foreign doctors make up 33% of the total. This reliance on foreign healthcare workers is similar in other high-income countries, including the United States, Germany, France, Spain, and Italy. Of more than 80 countries that feature in IOM's Global Migration Indicators report, only around 30 have a defined national migration strategy. To help migrants seeking work and better opportunities, IOM urged more countries to promote legal pathways for them, along with protection measures to tackle smuggling and trafficking networks. Some good news from the Democratic Republic of the Congo now, where a deadly Ebola outbreak has been declared officially over in the country's northeast. Welcoming the news, the World Health Organization, WHO, noted that the October outbreak was the second in North Kivu province this year. In total, there were 11 confirmed cases of Ebola infection, including 6 deaths in the latest episode, which was declared on the 8th of October. This was the country's 13th outbreak, and it occurred in the same area as the 2018 outbreak, which lasted 2 years. WHO said that the swift response of the authorities in deploying contact tracing teams and in supporting testing and disease surveillance had proved effective in containing the outbreak in Beni. The UN agency's role included sending experts, supplies and funds to help contain the outbreak. Nearly 70 million people in the Near East and North Africa region went hungry in 2020, a rise of more than 90% since the year 2000, the UN Food and Agriculture Agency, FAO, said on Thursday. The UN agency explained in a new report that the situation has been triggered by protracted crises, social unrest and exposure to multiple shocks, including conflict, poverty, inequality, climate change, scant natural resources and the economic fallout from COVID-19. Data from the FAO's latest Food Security and Nutrition Regional Overview showed that nearly one-third of the region's population, or 141 million people, experienced moderate or severe food insecurity last year, which is an increase of more than 10 million from 2019. Conflicts continue to be one of the leading causes of a lack of food in the region, affecting more than 53 million people, a figure which is 6 times higher than in non-conflict countries. FAO's report found that in 2020, 5% of children under 5 were stunted and nearly 8% suffered wasting. To tackle the problem, the UN agency is promoting sustainable food systems from field to table. These can deliver food security and nutrition for everyone without compromising the Earth's ability to continue producing for future generations, FAO said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.